Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Game Chat Podcast. It's Thursday, April 8th, 1 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, noon Pacific. Eli's shaking off the donut that he got on his shirt slash pants. Was it a good donut? It looked pretty good. I'm not
as good as a two-day-old donut.
I put it in the microwave yesterday for like 10 seconds, and the frosting went everywhere. That was disgusting. I kind of felt bad, but it's all right. Masters is happening as we speak. I'm also watching that on my computer, so if I looks like I'm not paying attention, strong possibility I'm paying attention to the Masters that is going on my computer.
That is the possibility.
Just let everyone know. Call in if you want to give us your Masters picks. The number to call is 646-668-8672. One more time, the number to call and give us your Masters picks, 646-668-8672. We got a quarterback draft that we're going to do later in the show because we need something to fill time. And we are also on our second-to-last rebuild. We have the AFC West today talking about their offseason, and then next Thursday, we'll be in Bothell doing our live show talking about the much-anticipated NFC West. All right. Should we just go straight into the AFC East? Do you guys have any Masters picks, by the way? I didn't ask you guys on the pod yesterday. But, by the way, new pod out, Masters preview with Brock, Sam Darnold trade. Go listen to that if you have not. We really appreciate it. Do you guys have any Masters picks?
I've always liked DJ. I mean, boring pick, but I've always liked him.
One under right now.
I like Spieth. I'm along with you with that. Besides that, I mean, I don't know.
I haven't really watched enough golf to have, like, a favorite or whatever, but I'm just happy that I recognize most of the names at the top.
Good job, Eli.
Not the biggest Bryson fan, so.
Yeah, I know.
He wins a different style of golf, but he's not really my favorite.
Yeah, I agree. All right. AFC West. Interesting division here. Four very interesting teams. Let's start with the Broncos. Let's go worst to first. Broncos 5-11. Couple major signings, Kyle Fuller and Ronald Darby, two corners. They definitely wanted to improve their secondary. Kyle Fuller was the big one coming from Chicago. That was a surprise cut, so good for them for picking him up.
The signing was unbelievable. It was within an hour he gets cut. Oh, he's going to the Broncos, and Vic Fangio, I guess, was the big reason for that.
For sure.
That was quite the signing for them, and the amount of time it took to get him. So, good for them.
Yeah. No, definitely. And then re-signing Justin Simmons was a big deal. Did they tag him?
They tagged him and then signed him.
Yeah, so good for them because he was going to be a hot free agent. So they are able to keep Justin Simmons. And they also signed Mike Boone. So good for them. Eli, what do you think about that signing? Because that's a big one.
Poor Eli.
I think they're going to be cursed for years to come.
Yeah, probably, huh? So then the really only guy that's they cut was Philip Lindsay, which was a surprise cut, in my opinion. But that was the really only notable guy that they lost.
Yeah, I hand the keys to Melvin Gordon. So.
I guess so.
I had no idea that they had $30 million in cap.
Yeah. Well, they have a rookie deal contract. Sorry.
That's true.
Rookie deal quarterback contract still. So usually you have money if you get that.
That's true. That's a lot.
For sure.
They kept Vaughn, right?
They kept on. Did they extend? No, they like restructured it.
They restructured because the first report they were going to get rid of him. But they were down there and cut him, let him do his thing, but they got him back. So that defense is pretty strong.
For sure. No, their defense will definitely be good. The biggest question for them is obviously their quarterback. And they're in a really weird position picking at 9. There's so many mock drafts that I've seen that have quarterbacks falling to them now at 9. Do you guys think a quarterback's going to fall to them at 9?
No. I think they're the team that traded before.
I don't think a good quarterback falls to them at 9.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like the like Jones, Lance. Like, I don't think any of those guys are going to.
You don't think so? You don't think they have to go up? Yeah, it's probably.
Because if they don't trade up, I feel like. Actually, I don't know what other teams would trade up.
I think Jones drops them, but I don't think they want Jones.
Yeah, Jones could drop.
Yeah, so you think they trade up to four? They're probably the most likely team now, definitely to trade up to four.
Like four and they get Lance.
They wouldn't have to give up a ton to get there either.
Seven to four is not a bad jump.
I think they'd probably have to start Lance week one if they take him, whereas pretty much any other team in that top ten, if they take Lance, he will not start week one. But I think it's the Broncos, he's the starter.
You look at it, they give. I mean, he's as much as a wild card as what's-his-face has been this whole time, Drew Lock. So,
yeah.
I mean, Drew Lock, you don't know what you're going to get out there. The dude goes out there and throws four picks or he throws a couple of touchdowns. It's just, can't win with that. So, I get the young guys some experience and let them move on. But you're right. I mean, they're in a prime spot to move up or get a guy at nine if that's what they want to wait and see what drops to them.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think that's going to be, they're going to take a quarterback, whether it's at nine or they trade up. That's the question, right?
If they don't take a quarterback, I don't know what they're going to do with that nice pick or they don't.
Yeah, I mean, the only other option really is like a receiver, right? You'd think?
Yeah.
Because they don't need anything on defense, right?
And that's about the only thing. I mean, maybe Micah Parsons, if they like him that much, but I don't think they need defense. I think they need offense. So.
I agree.
But necessarily, I don't know if wide receiver is the answer either, because they have Courtland Sutton, they have Jerry Jeudy, and they have Tim Patrick, who kind of exploded on the scene last year. So
yeah, no, they have Albert O and Noah Fant
So quarterback really is what they need. So if it's not quarterback, I really don't understand what they're doing.
I agree. Okay. Should we move on to the Broncos? Anything else about the Broncos? Again, I think that play was or that move to get to cut Philip Lindsay was just weird. To make
100%. Local guy, went to Colorado, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fan base loved him, and then you're good. Melvin Gordon have the
right.
Running back range, kind of weird.
All right, we got a call coming in. I'm going to take that right now. Hello, you're on the air.
What's up, guys? It's Cole.
How's it going, Cole?
Hey,
nice voice crack.
All right, so my big question is for Brandon.
Ooh.
What do you think about everyone saying the 49ers are picking Mac Jones at three?
Cole, I bought into it for a while, and then I realized that nobody knows anything. I mean, you can obviously look at what Kyle's had in the past, and you can, like, try to pinpoint Mac Jones into being, like, a Matt Ryan or a Kirk Cousins, but the truth is nobody knows. I mean, the Niners didn't release who they were going to take last year. They didn't release past years. Like, they're not out here just releasing information of who they're taking at three. So, I mean, all these guys can come out and say Mac Jones, but we won't know until April 29th. So, I think that at three, I think Justin Fields or Trey Lance is a much better pick. So, that's my personal opinion. But if they think Mac Jones is their guy, they're obviously going to take him. But I don't buy into, like, all the media people saying Mac Jones.
Yeah, because it's very interesting because I don't think people thought Mac Jones was the third overall pick caliber type of guy. Like, if they wanted to pick Mac Jones, I think they would have traded to, like, five or six or maybe seven. But
they probably
I feel like
12.
three they have someone that I think someone else.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you there, too, Cole.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Cole.
Bye, Cole.
All right, on to the Chargers. Do you have anything about the Broncos? We just finished up on them.
If Trey Lance was there, hypothetically, and they didn't take him, get out the pitchfork, because I feel like Drew Lock's ceiling is the size of the shed, and Trey Lance is the Empire State Building.
Agreed.
They have the same floor.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, Chargers 7-9, a very disappointing 7-9. Actually, maybe not disappointing. I was surprised they got to 7-9. However, they should have been better than 7-9. Like a weird, I was like, wow, I thought they were worse than 7-9, even though they should have been better than 7-9. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's how it felt. Hire a new head coach, Brandon Staley, coming over from the other Los Angeles team, the Rams. Very interesting that they hired a defensive-minded head coach with Justin Herbert. They bring in a new offensive coordinator, Joe Lombardi. You might recognize that last name because he is the grandson of Vince Lombardi. He's also the Saints quarterback coach. They lose Hunter Henry in free agency but sign Jared Cook. I would rather have Henry, but not by much. It's not, especially for how much Henry was going to ask for.
Yeah.
You get Cook on like a 1 year. I think it was like $5 million. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like 4.5.
Big signing was Corey Lindsey. He was the premier interior offensive lineman in this free agency class. And they signed him to, I believe, like a 5-year deal, right? I don't know how much per year, but...
Lindsey?
For the...
Yeah,
the center?
I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, I believe it was a 5-year deal.
Yeah, 5 years, 62.5.
Yeah, so they gave him the money. They also signed 2 guards as well, so beef up the offensive line for Herbert. This is a team that has playoff expectations, I believe, for this year. Do you guys think they have a good shot to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, they should have swept the Chiefs. That's amazing, but then they lose to the Patriots 45-0.
Right.
I mean, they're a really interesting team, and I mean, I feel like helping that defense out, and then you assume that Herbert continues to progress, and then the ability, and with those weapons on the outside. I mean, I definitely think. I mean, it sucks that they're in the Chiefs division.
For sure.
I mean, it sucks, but I think they're both going to be right up there competing with them. And I think they are still obviously a step below the Chiefs, but I really do think that they're going to be in that 10-11 win range.
At 10-11, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I really do hope that the new OC comes in and they get off to a running start, kind of like where they left off with Herbert. You know, if they're going to take some time where they got to mesh a little bit and Herbert's learning the offense, you know, get into it, it's going to be interesting. Like Jack said, I mean, I was really interested to see them go with a young defensive-minded coach when they have a guy like Herbert on the rise last season. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be interesting to see them try to form, but they get healthy, right? They get Derwin James back. Their defense is really good, and then they sign offensive line help, which is to help Herbert. Obviously, great move for them. I think their dream draft pick is probably Rashawn Slater at 13. Like, I think that would even make it better for them. Yeah, I think they're only on the rise, for sure.
So, an interesting scenario. Definitely when you look at these mock drafts, it's offensive linemen. If one of the big three wide receivers, Smith, Waddle, or Chase, falls to them at 13, the 13 is not that low of a pick. You think they grab one of those guys at 13?
I think it depends on who else is there. I'd love to see them take one of those receivers. I think that'd just be such a scary offense. But you mentioned they didn't sign any tackles, did they? What are their tackle situation?
I have no clue. Do you guys know?
They have Luga.
They ran a Luga?
Filer?
Yeah. I think Salaga's a right tackle and Tyler's a left, is what I'm pretty sure.
Sorry, I got the switch. But they can probably play either. But yeah, because 13 is a pretty high, so I think there's going to be good receivers. There might be a good O-line, then maybe good defense.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of what they – I feel like they can kind of have their pick, but, man, I'd love to see.
I'd love to see Waddle.
Yeah.
Waddle would be the dream guy. I think he could – I don't know. He's definitely the speed guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, you know, Mike Williams being a possession receiver and Keenan Allen coming in the middle primary guy. I don't know. I think Waddle would fit in well. I don't know if he's going to be there. I think the Giants are going to take a receiver. And I don't know if I see Waddle getting through. But if he's there, I wouldn't blame him for taking
it. Yeah, he would definitely make a big difference. Allen, really quick. Allen's on contract for 3 more years. Williams is on his final year of his deal. He's a free agent.
There you go. There's a good – I mean – to your point, I mean, if those two tackles do get taken early, then obviously, yeah, one of those weapons probably isn't a job for them. So, and the fact that Mike Williams is on his last year of his contract is interesting. And he's also been very injury prone. So I don't know if they want to extend him this year. Like, I don't know if that's worth it to them. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're totally right. If they're there and they have no other options, I'd love Waddle. I think Waddle would be perfect for them.
Yeah.
Looking at it more, I think a receiver makes sense. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are up there, like, on the cap. But, like, their next wide receiver down is Joe Reed.
Who is their third on their depth chart?
They had this face last year. I don't know why I'm blanking.
Jalen Guyton?
No.
Jason Moore? KJ Hill?
No, they have a different guy.
Tyron Johnson?
He might be a free agent.
I know. I'm not either.
I don't know. They have a third, and it's like they're going to re-sign Mike.
No, not Travis.
And obviously Slater would be great. I'm really, really high on Slater. But I think if Slater goes, yeah, wide receiver would be a dream for them too. All right. Oakland Raiders, one of the strangest off seasons for any team this year and for any team in a long time. There are so many people, like experts around the league, they're like, I have no clue what this team is doing. First of all, they give up Trent Brown, and Rodney Hudson. They're three best linemen for basically like, all three of them. I believe Trent Brown, they gave up for a fifth rounder. I don't know what – with Jackson, did we give him a third?
Sounds about right.
Third or fourth rounder, and then Hudson, I think, a second rounder. I don't know. That's unbelievable to give away your three best linemen for not even a first rounder. Then they go out and they sign – here are the four guys that they signed. Four big names. Yannick Ngakoue, guy who's been I don't know if I'd want to touch him if I'm an NHL. He's got so up and down. He seems to change his mind every 2 weeks. I don't know. Kenyon Drake, that's the most baffling signing of the season, that they signed Kenyon Drake. Solomon Thomas from the 49ers, and then John Brown. John Brown, the more I looked into that, that baffles me. You took Henry Ruggs, who's basically the same player as John Brown, and now you sign John Brown. I don't know. This offseason for the Raiders has baffled me.
Yeah, I mean, they let Aguilar walk.
Yeah.
And they bring him to John Brown. I don't know. It's like they're doing a fire sale, but they don't want to actually be bad.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, eh, we can just get rid of the entire – like, why would you get rid of everybody in your O-line and then sign another running back? That makes no sense whatsoever. So I don't know what John Gruden and that team's doing.
Yeah, I do think Nelson Aguilar, I really do think they should have signed him back. I thought he was probably second most of our defense. And with the O-line situation, Trent Brown was crap for them. He showed up to OT River last year. He did, really wasn't there for them. But Gabe Jackson and Rodney Hudson, those were interesting ones to me. And I know that they have a young interior department they really like, and he's going to be their starting center this year, I'm pretty sure. But releasing those two guys, those are pillars of your offense. I never really understood that. To get only a third and a fifth, is that what it was for them? It's really interesting. And then signing Kenyon, and now you have that premier offensive line to run behind. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the outlook is. Is Derek the future? Now they have Mariota on a pay cut. I'm lost.
And the fantasy stock, especially for Josh Jacobs, has dropped more than anybody else. They have a 17th pick. We talked about it a little bit last night. Them being a possible team to pick up for a quarterback. You really never know what John Gruden is. And Derek Carr just is the epitome of a mediocre quarterback, in my opinion. He's just there. Like, he's not going to do anything great. I mean, they went 8-8. Like, that's just Derek Carr and John Gruden. So I could see him getting fed up with that. I could see Mariota maybe taking over halfway through just because Gruden's like, I'm tired of going 8-8. I don't know. I really, this team confuses me a lot. I don't even think they win 8 games this year, though. I really don't believe in them.
They started, 6-4, 6-3 the last 2 years, and they end up 8-8.
Yeah.
I don't understand either. I mean, I don't know what the next hump is to get over for them. But they've been right there. They beat the Chiefs last year. Like, it's unbelievable. It really is the ups and downs that the Raiders have been through.
Yeah, very weird just that they can go from beating the Chiefs to then. They just lose. I don't know. They're a weird, weird, weird team. I've given up trying to pretend like I know what they're doing.
They need corner help. So, I don't know. If Caleb Farley drops because of the back injury thing, I think that he could have high upside for them. I don't know what they're going to do with that pick. I really don't. They need corner. They need, I don't know. They
it seems like they need defense.
Yeah.
That's every mock that I've looked at says the Raiders need to pick defense, but John Gruden doesn't really care. He wants offense because that's what he likes.
Taking his $10 million, he is smiling.
He's the king. He's got 7 years, $70 million left. Like, you can't buy this guy out. You're stuck with him, and he gets to choose everything that goes on in that building. So, yeah, I just said I don't think the Raiders win any games. What do you guys? What's your kind of prediction for the Raiders right now?
I mean, it's hard for me to imagine like a scenario where they succeed. Like, even if Derek Carr like plays really well, like the receivers are Henry Ruggs and John Brown. They've got two, maybe three running backs that are like, actually, I don't know if you'd consider like Jalen Richard like story running back, but like Josh Jacobs and Kenny Drake, well, I don't know why you need two running backs, and you don't, you know, you basically lost the whole entire O-line. Like, I can't think of a team where, like, the Raiders have a recipe to, like, defeat another team. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, they'll just commit to the run game. It's like, I don't think they can do that. It's like, Henry Ruggs and John Brown is pretty much, I guess that Darren Waller. I don't know. It's just, they just don't seem like they have, like identity.
I see them and the Chargers going opposite directions. So I see the Chargers rising. I see them falling. I mean, realistically, I mean, 7-10, 6-11. That's about all I can see. I don't see them competing with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I'd give them 7 wins. I think they could potentially beat the Broncos twice. Then they play, like, the Bengals and the Eagles. I think they can win those two. Then they probably win. They probably beat some team they shouldn't beat. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing. They could maybe, I mean, I think 7-8 maximum.
Yeah.
I mean, they're an interesting team because Gruden just seems to like to draft guys from premier programs, which isn't a terrible way to go about it. Like, I guarantee you that probably in the first, like, 3 picks this year, at least 2 out of 3 are going to be, like, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what he does.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think they can draft well. Maybe they can salvage a halfway decent, maybe 9 wins. Maybe, maybe. Ooh, I don't think.
I could also see them having a top 5 pick next year.
So. Yeah. Which, honestly, if I were a Raider fan, that's, like, the one
I would
thing
not be opposed.
Decided.
I would not be opposed.
Yeah. Just sell it all.
Yeah.
Sell the entire farm and draft high.
Somebody did. All right, last team was the Super Bowl losers, runner-up.
Loser.
Winner and then loser. The Kansas City Chiefs let go of both their starting tackles, Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. Obviously a problem having both of them out in the Super Bowl. They elect not to re-sign them. They also kind of under the radar let go of Damian Williams, who didn't play last year but was crucial in their Super Bowl the year prior.
Should have been MVP.
Should have been MVP. That move is one of the most, like, underrated, surprising moves to me. I was just, like, no one really talked about it, I think because he didn't play. But he was their starting running back when they won the Super Bowl. Like, this guy can play at least a little bit. Has he gone anywhere?
The Bears? Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
I don't really hate that move for the Bears.
I did not know that.
Like,
I don't hate it either.
What's the name of the other tiny running back they have?
Daryl Williams. They have Darnell Thompson.
Bears.
Tariq Cohen. But he's coming up in either ACL or an Achilles. One of the two.
I mean, they're basically the same.
Right.
Williams is 5'11". Tariq Cohen is probably not
5'11". I think he's 5'8".
5'6".
Oh, wow.
5'6"?
So, yeah, they got a big running back now in the red zone. 5'11".
Sammy Watkins also is in Buffalo.
Sounds right.
Sammy Watkins?
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins with the Ravens, right?
Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore.
Sammy Watkins was on Buffalo, though. That's where it was. They also signed the most coveted lineman that hit free agency, probably, maybe besides Corey Lindsey, but Joe Thuney from the New England Patriots chooses Kansas City. They also bring back Kyle Long from retirement. He was with the Bears, comes out of retirement, signs with the Chiefs. And Jeremy Reed from the Seahawks also signs with the Chiefs. They just love taking our defensive linemen and then paying them a lot of money, which, whatever. They're the favorite in the NFC, right? Like, it's not, has anything changed? I'm interested to see what happens at tackle for them. But I don't know. I'm hesitant to pick any other team to come out of the AFC right now besides the Chiefs.
Which one's the one that tore his ACL, the tackles?
Fisher.
Okay.
No, wait. Schwartz.
Or Achilles. Which one was the latest one to get hurt?
Fisher was the latest one.
Latest one? So I've heard reports that they're going to bring back Schwartz, is what I've heard.
Okay.
So, they need tackle.
That's a whole one.
wait, so Fisher and Schwartz haven't picked up yet?
No. They're both coming off heavy.
They're both hurt. Yeah.
So I don't know what they're – what does Kyle Long play? Isn't he interior too?
Yeah, he's guard.
He's a guard. So, yeah, what they do with Joe Thuney, I don't know if they try to stretch him out to tackle, but they got to do something because their tackles in the Super Bowl last year got torn up. But besides that, I mean, they've added a lot compared to the money we thought they were going to have going into free agency, which they always figure out how to restructure and add that. So, yeah, I think they're the favorites. I think they're going to come back with a vengeance this year. I really do. I think it's going to be a rough year for a lot of NFL teams against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think they need to phasing out some of the bigger names, like Tyrann Mathieu at a certain point. I think they need to start phasing it out and start drafting well and start getting the replacements going, because I think they're in a position where they only have so much time left before more and more money starts being, I mean, it already is, starts being allocated to like five or six players.
Yeah.
And they really just need, if they're going to, if they want to continue.
Well, once that Mahomes deal kicks in, because right now, I think that's what's confusing people is that he signed this deal, but it hasn't really kicked in. I think you're 100% right about that.
Yeah.
And that Edwards-Helaire pick was 100% a greedy pick in that first round. It was them saying, no, we're pretty confident we're going to run it back. We just want to add, like, a skill player. I mean, maybe they did need running back, I guess, because – although they didn't know that Damian Williams was going to opt out when they picked Edwards-Helaire. But, yeah, they do need to start drafting well because, like, when that Mahomes contract sets in, that's going to be a lot to deal with. And then, you know, Hill and Kelsey are going to ask for one more big contract by the time – like before they're done. Chris Jones, I don't know any either of those three deals in the way they're set up, but I know they're probably going to ask for one more big deal.
Kelsey Jones signed through 2023, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that's okay. I mean, that they're going to ask for a big deal, and when they're I mean, Hill's what, 26?
Yeah,
he'll be 28, 29 when that deal ends up. He's going to ask for a 4-year deal that's a lot of money.
Kelsey's the interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Jones is going to be going from 8.5 to 29 next year.
Yeah.
So,
and then,
27 and
after that.
And then Clark is making 25, 26, 27.
Oh, my God.
You're looking at that, and you're just like, okay, well, where's that $17 million just going to fly out of the sky? Like,
right.
You're going to have to make some moves, and you're going to have to draft well.
They lost their quarterback one this year, too. They lost the
Breeland. He was really good down the stretch.
Really
good. They're going to be, yeah, man, the more you look at their cap, I guess teams find a way to get around it, so I don't know, I don't want to say too much, but I don't know, they're going to have to start drafting, especially skill player-wise, once Kelsey gets, because what, he's 30?
31 right now.
31,
yeah.
Man, he does not have much more time.
He's 34 years old when he wants the contract. They better not give it up, because that's going to be such a bad signing. 34-year-old tight end is just, it's not it.
I'm so interested to see, like, how good Mahomes and Andy Reid are once Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce leaves, because they have definitely benefited from those two. I think those two are a little bit I don't think they get enough credit, if I'm being honest. I think as good as we think they are, I think Mahomes and Andy Reid are the golden childs of the NFL.
Yeah.
And, like, how good Kelce and Hill are at what they do is incredible.
You have one of the best tight ends of all time, and then you have one of the most athletic receivers in the entire league.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, Mahomes is very talented. He's very good, but it's just like, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see Mahomes and Reed without those two.
Fantasy outlook. Sammy's gone. Who's their wide receiver, too?
Hartman.
Didn't they slide him in there? They have Robinson and who else? They're
Pringle.
Pringle. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I'd take a flyer on Hartman late in drafts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's got 4-3 and 4-3, straight 9.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelsey wrote in the middle.
For sure. All right, should we do this draft?
We'll do it,
sir.
Okay, so the draft that we're about to do, it is quarterback in 5 years. So it's not for the next 5 years. It's a different than what we were doing for the restart draft, because that was kind of like for the next 5 years, who are you taking? This is in the year 2026, who do you want? So I was talking to Brandon about this earlier. If you did this 5 years ago in 2016, the top three picks are probably Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Andrew Luck.
Jared Goff?
It was right after he was picked number one overall.
You'd take him number one?
No, he'd be top 10, though.
Yeah, he'd be top 10.
I'm just saying, in 2016, right after this guy was taken number one overall, he was probably, if you said in 5 years, not number one. Andrew Luck's probably – it was probably Andrew
probably
Luck, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Luck was
but Goff and Wentz were definitely top 10 picks by then. Okay, I'm going to do a random list.
I'm just going to ask what our order is.
One.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, ready? Matthew, read it off. I'm going to press randomize. There we go.
Oh, I am picking number one. Eli's picking number two. Jack is pick number three. And Brandon's number four.
Are you kidding?
I will start us off. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's a terrible order. Come on, Jack.
Okay, so. Snake draft, by the way. Matthew picks Patrick Mahomes. Shocker. This is a tough one.
Come on.
Take the boy. Come on. Take him.
I don't want to be the guy that picks the same guy in every video.
Oh, disclaimer also with this, we're not picking Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
He is probably top three if he's playing, but we're not sure what his situation is. Deshaun Watson is not part of this draft before people get mad.
Josh Allen.
Okay, he
was. It was a really, like, I'm not even kidding. I was considering taking like one or two other people.
I have Josh Allen pretty far down my board, and I knew he wasn't going to get to me, but he was not.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I like Josh Allen. I just think I don't know. I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, now you're pissing me off. Okay. Now you're pissing me off.
Brandon, two picks.
You got two picks, huh? Okay, I'm taking Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
This is a tough one. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence, and I'm taking Joe Burrow.
Dang it.
Nice back.
I like it. I'm going to take Dak Prescott.
That was my next pick.
those were my top six. With Watson there, my top seven, they're all gone. So that's
– yeah.
This is not surprising how it's going for me. The second half of this draft is where it gets interesting.
This is all projection.
I don't know how you guys did this, but.
All right. So.
Eli? Yeah.
There's a lot of different schools of thought.
Yeah, there are so many.
Are we looking at them purely as quarterbacks or like
their situation? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
because like, are we looking at them like just straight objectively, like this person, or like, because it's hard to tell. Like, you can have a good quarterback.
Yeah, let's look at it as like every situation gets better over the next 5 years. So like, in 5 years, their situation will be better than what they're going into now, if it is a rookie that you're at.
But, yeah, rookies, you don't really know where they're going.
No.
Yeah. That's a tough thing. Because, like, I that was my worry. Not worry, but, like, with rookies, I just didn't know. Lawrence was really high, but the other ones, I'm just not sure. You know, this might surprise you guys just a little bit.
I love it.
Okay.
I want to see where this guy is on my board, if he's even on my board.
He's definitely on your board.
Okay.
He should be.
Okay.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz was not on my board.
He was not on your board?
No.
I have him at 15.
Really?
No, Carson Wentz. Interesting.
He'll be 33.
Okay,
years
so that, old. So that, he, I debated putting him on my list. A couple guys at the end, just for fun. Is it because of the Colts?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
He'll
that
be 33
sense.
Years old.
No, I'm not saying about the young thing.
No,
I'm just saying,
I think in 5 years when he's 33, if he hasn't gotten a Super Bowl or two already, I think he can get one.
Okay.
Okay,
I respect it. No, I respect it.
I have my list.
All right, picks, back to me. All right. As my first pick, I'm going to take Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
He's going to be 28.
Yep.
Should be stud. He's about to get around. He hasn't been hit too much. And then I'm making this pick partially with the assumption that this man is going to the 49ers. I'm going Justin Fields.
He was high on my board.
He was high on mine. I haven't.
He was the next one, yeah. Okay. Matthew has Mahomes, Fields, Kyler.
That's
Eli, back to you.
I need to go with a younger guy now. I feel like once is my old guy. I'm going to go with... It's so hard to see in 5 years. I'm going to go with Zach Wilson.
Okay.
I know he's really good. I know he's going to be good. I say he's not in the Jets in 5 years. That's my hope.
Is it me?
It's you.
I'll go Russell Wilson. I think he's still going to be. I think at 37, he's still going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. I think it's guaranteed that he's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
I had him at 7.
Yeah, he was mine.
At 37, yes.
But at 30, like Rodgers is 37. Yeah. I think with all these guys, we're projecting that they could be top 5. I think Russ's floor is top 10 when he's 37. So that is where I'm going to go. Brandon, you have 2 picks.
It's tough. This is tough. There's one guy I'm going to leave for you guys because I do not want to deal with him. So.
I think I know who you're talking about, too, and I don't really want to pick him either.
I'm going to go – my first one's going to be Trey Lance.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
And for my last pick, man, I got 2 guys here I want to take. I don't know which one I want. I can go on a limb. I'm going to go Sam Darnold.
Dang it, that's two out of the 20, pick.
28 years old. He's going to be 28 years old in 5 years. I'm taking him.
Okay.
Round out my team. I got Trevor Lawrence, Burrow, Trey Lance, and Sam Darnold.
I like that. Shoot. I know the guy that you left, and I don't think I'm going to take him. But the guy that I'm going to take is going to be 30 years old. I'm going to take Baker Mayfield.
That was who I was deciding between, him and Sam.
That's who I was going to take, whoever you didn't take. So my team is Herbert, Prescott, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield. I went a little safe. I don't have any rookies or anything, so.
I have one. Before Matthew gives his last pick, can we all say who our 16th pick were?
Let's do it after.
Okay.
Yeah,
after Matthew.
I want to debate more than this.
I think I'm going to go another safe pick. I just don't like that pick anymore. I don't think it's that safe. All right, I'm going to go with another, maybe not risky pick, but kind of like a, he might not be super high on your guys' boards, but I'm going to go with Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones? He was not on my board.
I knew he wouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll be 28.
He'd be
he's super athletic, but he's not just, like, he's really fast, but he doesn't just rely on his speed. I mean, he doesn't have, like, a cannon or anything like that. But I see the Jets, the Giants, kind of, I feel like they're kind of trending upwards. And so I feel like...
If they make the playoffs this year, we're going to have a very different view on him, for
100%.
Sure.
He was the contender for my 16. I was between 2 guys.
It's a risky pick just because this is almost kind of like a prove-it year. Like we'll see if 100%. We'll see if he can actually, like, do it or not. I think he can, which is that's why I chose him.
Yeah. No, I don't hate the pick. He was the potential of my last one.
So here at 16, a 24-year-old MVP-winning quarterback
will be 29.
Is sitting at 16, and I'm gonna take him.
Yeah, that's a good
pick. I know there's at least, if you show this to a bunch of people, there's at least one person that is screaming.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I will gladly take him to round out my board of Mahomes, Kyler Murray, Justin Fields. And there's a theme. I will take that. I think at least probably one, either Kyler or Lamar, one of them probably is going to get hit.
I would have taken Lamar over Daniel Jones. Without even a doubt.
I would have taken him over.
I would take him. I had Lamar at 15.
And Baker.
And Lamar was higher on my board than Baker.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I had Baker higher than Lamar.
Happens.
Okay, so who did you guys have that we did not pick?
I have him as an honorable mention. I have Jameis.
Jameis?
Hear me out.
I debated
32 years old, okay? If he pans out the Saints, I think he's another guy we could have a totally different opinion on.
Definitely.
If it works out. So I just had him on
my board. I put Sam Howell on my list, the quarterback from North Carolina, he'll be probably the number one pick next year. I don't know.
I just
Spencer
left
Rattler.
I had those guys too. I just left them out of my 16. I don't know enough about them.
I was never going to pick him. I just put him on the list so I'd remember to bring his name up. But what do you guys think about Jordan Love in 5 years?
Yeah, I saw his name on a list.
Like, I feel like it's, I don't know enough, we don't know enough about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do for, like, anyone. Like, I was never going to pick him, but I just thought it'd be interesting. Because in 5 years, Aaron Rodgers is going to be 42.
He'll be gone.
Yeah,
he's
Rodgers will be gone.
He won't be in the NFL.
Jeopardy full time.
Yeah, maybe he'd be done. He definitely won't be with the Packers. If he's still playing, he's not the Packers. But I don't know.
Does that mean when he's gone, is Jordan Love the other guy, or what if something else?
What if he doesn't leave in time? I mean, Jordan Love only has a rookie contract for so long.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in 5 years, if Aaron Rodgers is gone, like, Jordan Love might not get his time, at least with the Packers. I feel like if he doesn't get his time with the Packers, it's going to be hard for him to get his time.
Yeah, say Aaron's petty and, like, plays until Jordan Love's rookie contract stuff, then what are the Packers do? Sign him to another contract even though he hasn't played one game?
Aaron Rodgers thing to do, I feel like.
No,
he just hangs on and he's like,
kind of just picked him. Cole said DJ Uiagalelei.
I think it's a little far out.
He's a sophomore?
Yeah.
Cool. So he's going to be a second year. Second or third.
Yeah. Tough. I mean, I left those guys out because I don't know enough, and I don't really want to project that at this point. But you could easily do it. I mean,
yeah.
6'5".
What about Ryan Tannehill? I put him on. He'll be 37.
He'll be 37. That's what scared me.
Yeah.
I was going to put him on, and
the
I thought he's 32 now.
But Ross will be 37 by then.
Yeah, but I like
that's
Ross.
Big difference, though.
Yeah, but Tannehill doesn't run a ton.
I mean, he has to be in the same situation. Otherwise, I would not touch him.
Yeah.
He has to be a Derrick Henry, and has to be a run first offense.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I
know. It has to be that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not touching him.
The guy that when I said I was going to do a safe pick and I thought about it for 2 seconds and was like, maybe I don't want to do that, was Matt Stafford. Because he's going to be pretty old.
He's 38. Yeah.
And,
he was in contention for mine.
He might be too injured, though, to be really affected by 38.
Yeah. He is banged up.
Anyone else?
The Lamar one was funny. That was the guy I was going to leave.
I should have picked Lamar.
I don't have a problem with Lamar, but in 5 years, who knows?
I just feel like he's going to be all figured out in 5 years.
I don't know if he's definitely going to lose some speed in 5 years.
He's going to lose some speed, and if he doesn't gain any arm power.
Plus, he'll have more experience. He'll become a better passer eventually over time. But the running
ability is his number one ability,
and it's going to deteriorate. You can't go against that, but he will have more experience as a passer. So take that for what you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't hate the pick. I just left them for you guys.
Right,
I just want to see who would take him. Like, where at?
I had this guy right next to Jordan Love. Different situation, but I was never going to pick him still. It's Jalen Hurts.
I was just going to mention Hurts.
I feel like just because of his age and that he might be a starter, I feel like that instantly throws him in the ring.
I just don't believe in Hurts.
Yeah.
I don't believe in him as a passer or a runner. Even when he was a runner in college, he was not fast. He just, like, there's a lot of design quarterback runs for him. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like, especially at Oklahoma.
Jalen Hurts or Tua?
In 5 years?
Don't make me answer that. Please don't make me answer that. That's the hard question.
Tua.
Right there.
Tua. I
for sure Tua.
Yeah.
Really, man. I don't know.
I don't like either of them, but I'd rather Tua.
My problem with Hurts is that the Eagles came out and like, there were rumors that they don't think that he's their guy, you know, future reasons. The Eagles aren't going to give him a chance who is. You know, that's my problem with Hurts right now.
That is,
at least Tua has a chance right now to prove it. So I would go Tua, yes. If I had to put a bet on it.
Yeah, that's like the one thing turning me off Hurts is like his own team, which is arguably going to be bottom three in the NFL this coming season. Like, they're like, we're going with Hurts. And then shortly after, they're like, I don't know.
That scares me. Yeah, I just don't know who else is going to give Hurts a chance. If Tua can't succeed, that fits on him. He's in a prime spot this year to do his thing. So.
Yeah, we probably could have included Tua in here. What was your ranking? Did you guys have a set rankings?
Yeah. I had tiers, and so a lot of the lower guys are kind of like.
I had Mahomes, Allen, Herbert. Sorry.
So I had Allen at 6.
At 6.
I had Herbert, Burrow, Lawrence, and Prescott over Allen. Is that too low on Allen?
Wait, Herbert, Burrow, Prescott, and who?
So you had Dak in front of Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what was your...
I had Herbert, Burrow, Lawrence, Prescott, then Allen.
You had Trevor Lawrence before Dak Prescott and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So did I.
Interesting.
Or I had Lawrence at 3. I had Allen in front of him, but I had Lawrence in front of Dak.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh Allen had a unicorn-type year.
That's what I'm a
and
little bit afraid of.
I think he's going to be good. I just don't think he's going to be consistently at that level.
You know who I also think about I'm similar to that on, and I took this guy, so I'm a little hesitant on Herbert.
So you could say the same thing for Herbert this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has happened before where rookies have really good years their first year. I'm a little bit hesitant on Jefferson, too.
Yeah.
Just because of how good I know Chase is and that they played in the same offense together and Chase was the one.
Yeah.
I'm, like, a little worried that they both, Jefferson and Herbert, caught lightning in a bottle and now we just, I don't know. I think Herbert might be a little too high. I'm just thinking, like, he played 1 year. I don't know. That just doesn't automatically make him good.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't play any years.
No.
I have Herbert at four, but if you told me Herbert was, like, in the 10 to 15 range, I wouldn't be surprised. But if you told me he was number one, I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're right. I mean, it's 1 year, but you could say the same thing for Josh Allen. So we're projecting here, but you're right. We're doing that with Trevor Lawrence Fields. Like, we don't even know what team they're on, and we're projecting it.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest argument, like, with, like, Herbert and Lawrence, maybe some other guys, but I know, like, they're just, like, a prototype of, like, a QB.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to go wrong with those guys.
Sure.
Like, being that tall and having that arm, it's like
6'6", 215 with a cannon. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're semi-accurate, like, if you can complete a pass, you're going to do just fine.
Well, my other thing is I give Lamar a lot of crap for not being good in the playoffs. Right? That's where that's why I am not a big guy on Lamar. You know, Matthew said he's won MVP. So then I'm just, in my mind, like, well, Herbert and Burrow and Lawrence haven't got to a playoff.
Yeah.
Right.
And they haven't won an MVP. So,
it's
yeah, it is.
For me, is that's my question with Lamar, but you're totally right.
Yeah. You guys, I don't ever see – I think the Ravens' window's gone for them, too. Like, I don't know how – Lamar's going to have to get a lot better as a passer for them to be a Super Bowl-winning team.
And keep that defense up.
I mean,
that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That I think their window might be gone.
I think it. Yeah. I think that first year.
Yeah, I think that first year when Lamar won the MVP was their. Man, they had Earl that year, and Earl was still playing at like an all-pro level.
Even last year, they were playing good at the right time. I mean, we didn't. I think going into the playoffs was better for them at where they were at last year than the first year because they were so hyped that first year, right? Last year they go into it with a kind of a rolling downhill effect and. You know, they didn't make it. So.
Yeah.
When they played, I think it was them, when they played the Titans, and they were like, they held Derrick Henry to like 40 yards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the, I feel like that was like one of the biggest feats of like NFL defense that I'd seen like this season was containing Derrick Henry. Like, they'd push him with the middle and he just couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And so, like, I feel like, yeah, like their team definitely, like, they have what it takes, but I just don't know if they have what it, like, takes all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're consistent with it.
You also got to compete with the Browns, the Steelers,
yeah.
And now the Bengals on the rise, the young quarterback. So, who knows?
That's an interesting division this year.
It's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, Burrow's healthy especially.
Yeah.
I don't even know, like, I don't know what his timeline is, but...
9 months usually, and I don't know when he got hurt mid-season, so hypothetically he should be ready, but don't hurry him back.
Mm-hmm.
Plan for the future.
Got anything else? We can end it early.
I'm gonna go find a number. Let's get back.
Did you guys see the video of Dak working out the other day?
Yeah, did
anything caution you guys about his movement and stuff?
I didn't see the video. Was it bad?
I don't know. I thought he looked a little robotic. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, this is his first time.
I don't know how long he's been doing it. So I'm not saying like he's not gonna get back to normal.
Fully
but
April,
I'm just saying,
yeah.
He got plenty of time, but I'm just saying. It'll be interesting to see if he comes back from that. Two ankle surgeries. It's big.
I googled, when is Joe Burrow coming back? And CBSSports.com answers 2021.
There you go.
Thank you.
That'll do it.
They're not wrong.
They're covering the bases.
I got a question for you Seahawks fans. Is Russ on the Seahawks at 37 years old?
If they want him to be.
I think so. I haven't bought into a lot of this stuff about Russ.
Mm.
I didn't ever think there was a really good chance we were going to trade him or anything like that.
He'd be into his third contract, right? At 37?
Yeah.
There'll be a bunch of drama around it when he's up for it and we're negotiating, but
I think all they need is the 12th man back in the stands and winning a big game and everything will be fine. I mean, it's tougher when you don't have any fans in the stands. You're having to motivate yourself. I think it just makes things seem not as they are. And I think it just, yeah, this season was kind of a wash. It is what it is. And that just kind of led to an off season where things kind of caught fire when I don't think it's nearly as bad as what people say it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, who's the hardest guy for you guys to rank in this?
I put Fields ahead of Wilson and Lance.
So did I.
Darnold was a little tough.
The toughest was for me was guys that are like really young that can be really good, but also like they're just really high just because of like their age.
Yeah, I felt weird putting Herbert, Burrow, and Lawrence that high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of kind of what we just talked about, that all being conjecture. And yeah, I have Murray and Lamar a little bit lower. Maybe that is just because I don't believe in them as passes 100%. Me and you were talking about this, Brendan, like the other day. I don't know if I think it's more Cliff Kingsbury that I don't believe in with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't. How was that defense the best part of that team last year? I mean, that's crazy to me.
Especially in the second half of the year.
Like, yeah, there's no reason that offense should have been bad. And it just seems like Kyler was run for his life still.
Yeah.
What?
I have unrelated questions. I was thinking about this. I really do think that rookie quarterbacks, their situation is about 80% dependent on what coach they get assigned to and what team they're on.
100%.
So, with that being said, Trevor Lawrence with Adam Gase or Kellen Mond with Kyle Shanahan? What offense are you taking?
That's a tough question.
What are they on the same team?
Yes. So Kyle Shanahan and Kellen Mond are on the
I'm saying everything else being separate. Yeah. Well,
not like on the Niners and all.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, let's say they have the exact same personality.
Yes.
The coaches and the quarterbacks.
I'll take him Trevor Lawrence with. I don't think Adam Gase is a good coach, necessarily an okay coach, but I think if you put better talent, they just had no talent.
But that's also kind of Gase's fault to an extent.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they have the same team,
right.
I'm taking the projection of Lawrence over Kellen Mond. I didn't like Kellen Mond.
I hated Kellen Mond when they had him. Oh my god!
That was 9 years.
It felt like,
right.
And they would A&M. Everyone was like, "Oh, this is A&M's good," and then they were like 8-3 every single year. And I just
much as I love Kyle, I'm not a big Kellen Mond guy. Mm-hmm. So I'd go Lawrence. Yeah.
It'd be close.
It'd be painful, but.
Mm.
You just gotta hope that Lawrence just takes some of it into his own hands.
100%. That's
right.
What we're hoping.
He does the rust, like.
Mike's out! His helmet's gone. Third time today. It's great.
He just keeps taking, like, a wide receiver's helmet or whatever. They're just, like, talking and he's just not in bed.
That's a tough one.
That's a good question.
But Kyler was a tough one for me to rank. I don't know why, but I worry about the longevity of Kyler. And I worry about Cliff, too. I'm not a big Cliff guy. I think Kyler has all the tools to be good, but they obviously helped the offensive line this year, so good for them on that front. But I don't know. I mean, obviously Cliff got his guy in that draft, but like, look at like, I don't know. I don't know where to think about Kyler in 5 years from now.
I just don't. And I didn't even like the hire with Cliff Kingsbury when they hired him in the first place.
It made no sense.
No.
I mean, he got fired from Texas Tech,
yeah. And
then he goes. He's at USC for a week as their OC, and then they hire him as their head coach. Like, they probably could have hired him as their OC.
Yeah.
Like, really weird.
No, I don't.
I could see the Cardinals being a barn fire. I really could. I could see it just going down in flames because you have Hopkins, who's going to cost them $27 million in cash. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, you cannot pay wide receiver that much. It's crazy, man.
Did he even have a good – what was his stats last year? Did he have a great year?
I don't even know if he had a great year. Everybody just thinks about the catch.
Oh, he had a great catch.
But
he had a decent year. I mean, he's putting up pretty good.
115 receptions, 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns.
That's what they're throwing out of their butts, too. I mean, they should not run the ball if their life depended on it.
What was Kyler's?
Yeah, like 6 touchdowns.
Kyler, 67%, almost 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Not that impressive.
No, I mean, it's good. Not great.
What was his touchdown?
It's not.
26 to 12.
12.
Almost 2-1, 8-8 record.
You want that touchdown number to be higher with how much they throw. It's kind of crazy, actually.
Threw it 558 times. I wonder what that ranks in the...
I do, too.
Just going to look up.
Because their running game was atrocious, right? Or am I just crazy right now?
I mean,
Kenyon Drake was hurt half the time.
Yeah.
And then Chase Edmonds, I guess, had a couple of games, but I don't know.
They didn't really have an identity.
No.
That.
That
Tyler Murray, they ranked 7th in passing attempts.
Who's won? Just...
Yes.
Cowboys?
I mean, they might be as a team.
They
have
the most reception.
They might be as a team, but Andy Dalton was 27.
Oh.
Most?
Dak was 36.
Matt Ryan
was number one.
Yeah.
626.
Wow.
65%.
He's down all the time.
Yeah.
He's down all the time.
He's losing all the time.
He's down all the time.
Brady was second.
Really?
Big Ben third. Big Ben also missed the game. He would have been number one, I think, if he started every game. He was 18 under Matt Ryan.
Yeah, the ball.
Yeah,
that's true. Big Ben should have been.
Yeah,
he would have been
one more game.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, like Jack said, with that draft class, if we did this a little while back with those three, I mean, one's retired. It's crazy to look at where we're going to be 5 years from now.
I remember seeing a Bleacher Report article. They did top 10 in 2020. Jeez. They did like a – he did this whole – he did it for every position almost, and he ranked, like, where he thought, I can't find it, but like where he thought everybody would rank, and I think he said the number one player in 2020 would have been Tyron Smith, the Cowboys tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just funny to see him.
Can't predict injuries, man. You can't predict injuries. You can't pick.
No, I mean,
one
thought Mahomes would be.
Right. One final thought. Percentage-wise, percentage confidence that this could potentially happen. Tom Brady, 48 years old, being in the top 15.
I was thinking about that.
Percentage. At 48 years old,
48.
Percentage, like, you could say I'm 15% positive. That's 5%, 1%, 5.
I think
my gut reaction was 25.
My gut reaction is like 10%.
Yeah, 10, I think for me.
Because
25 is way too high, but that is immediately what
right.
I thought. And that sounds crazy, but I bet 5 years ago, if you ask us,
yeah, I mean,
there's no way anyone says over 30.
No, I was at 25, probably.
You're like, oh, a 43-year-old Tom Brady. You're like,
yeah. That's what's crazy that, like, you can't play when he's, like, 80.
Modern science. Modern science, baby.
Hypothetically, so it's like, at some point between 43 and like, all right, I'm going to put it to 90. 43 and 90. At some point in there, he has to stop playing, right?
Yeah, 48, man, I don't know. I think that he's going to call it quits and spend time with kids at some point. I really do. Well,
see, I agree with that, but I also said that for the past, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at some point it's obviously going to happen, but I just don't want to be the guy that's like, because there was people, man, there was people after when he was leaving the Patriots, that were, or before he left the Patriots during that season, that was like, he's just going to be done, you know, like, this is, they had their good run.
What did he just sign? A two-year?
Yeah,
two more years.
I mean.
But I think if they maybe get close or win it again, I think he signs probably another extension. I don't think he ever.
Ball prediction, I think he's done up these two. I'm just calling it.
Okay.
I think I'm done with Tom.
I just don't feel like it's going to be it.
I think if he wins the Super Bowl,
I mean, he got more than any other team.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point
is
it enough?
Yeah, he's a 7.
How about point
is
enough?
Time.
All right, we've got 10 seconds. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.